This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
It's hour number four of the G-Bag Nation. The hits just keep on coming here on 105.3 The Fan as we are 4 hours away from tip. You got the Mavericks visiting the Trailblazers tonight up there in Portland, Oregon, and Kristaps Porzingis playing his second game back. Should be fun. Okay, let's talk about the top stories that have been developing on this Thursday here on The Fan.
I think it's Mike's Zion impersonation is the top story.
Yeah, you're working on a pretty good Zion mining.
You know, I used to be overweight. Now I'm normal size. But what you do is after you do something positive, you push both your hands down hard next to your sides with a fist, and then you kind of just kind of hop, and then eventually you start moving your arms again.
Yeah.
Looks good.
I think you got it.
I think that's for TikTok is where that needs to go.
It's a nice little momentary celebration from him, and maybe hopefully the first of many. Zion Williamson putting on a show last night in the fourth quarter, scoring 17 straight points in 3.5 minutes, explosive. He's got fat rolls on the back of his head, though. And that's got to be a massive concern for the Pelicans right now.
I mean, to be honest, if he was 285 at the draft, don't you think he's close to 300 pounds? If the draft weight was right, I think he's put on another 10 to 15 pounds since the draft.
And it's not something that's going to totally crush his career as long as he doesn't get hurt.
As long as he's 19.
Shaq dealt with it all his life. And it was fine because he is so damn strong and quick that he can carry it.
I was talking to Jesse Hawley last night about this because I was like, Jesse, because he played with Sean May. And I'm like, Sean May should call this guy up and say, hey, look, and I know Sean May was not near as athletically gifted, but he was a very high pick and was awesome in college. And I was like, shouldn't somebody tell him, like, your body can't do this for 82 games at this level at that weight? And he's like, Mike, how was your diet and your thought process at 20 years old? It's like, we did a lot of it just on talent. And you're like, I'm going to get in shape. I'm playing the game. I'm in shape. I'm playing the game. I'm up and down the court. And it's like, he'll realize it. Will he realize it at 21 or 22? Will he not realize it till 24, 25 when his knees are aching him more and be like, I got to lose this 30 pounds because my joints are hurting after games and they shouldn't be hurting. I'm talking to guys now. They say, your joint shouldn't be hurting at 23 or 24 years old. Now, when you get to be 33 or 34, it's really tough because you got to ice a whole bunch and you got to do a lot of pregame work just to be ready to play the game. But I don't know. Do you think he'll lose that weight eventually in his career?
At times, I think it'll fluctuate. I think it'll go up and down. I think people that put on weight that quickly absolutely love food and have a bad metabolism. So he'll ride the roller coaster and go up and down. You know, his game is just so amazing to be at that size and to see the court the way that he does and to have the skill.
I bet he loses 10 pounds just from playing in the next week or two.
Yeah.
Because you've got a bad knee where you haven't been probably able to do much. I bet playing real NBA basketball,
he uses 285.
10. Yeah.
But probably needs to be at 260, I'm going to guess. And that's still a heavier guy. But I think 260, he can be premium.
But speaking of premium, a potential instant superstar. You know, you talk about how is his game going to translate. The first three quarters made you say, oh, well, we're going to have to wait a couple of months for him to get back in shape. But that fourth quarter showed you. He can completely dominate. And if that three-point shot is falling like it did, even anywhere close to what it did last night.
Just shoot 100% from three. That's great.
Yeah, that time off, he got up so many shots. It might be a massive blessing if he doesn't have to rely on the athleticism and the knees to get him to the bucket every time.
Well, Gavin, you texted me last night, and as quick as everything's coming together for the Dallas Mavericks, really just based off of Luka. Porzingis, we're hoping, can keep improving and stay healthy, and we think we have another guy. But Ingram is pretty awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not top 10 in the NBA, but he's borderline all-star right now in his fourth year in the NBA. If Zion is who we think he might be, and Ingram now gets to the point, like, they have that 1-2 combination you need to win a championship.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they have to get the right role
players.
And
a supporting cast.
Yeah, they got Favors, and they got, you know, Lonzo Ball is fitting in nicely, and obviously J.J. Redick's an unbelievable role player for any team in the NBA. So, I tell you what, I really like that kid from Texas, too. Hayes.
Yeah.
Like, he would help out the Mavericks tremendously. Like, if you ask, like, who could be the Mavericks' third best player on the Pelicans, I'd say, there's a lot. I think Hayes would be our third best player.
Jackson Hayes, he has the potential to be a star. I mean, that size and length.
Like Rudy Gobert-like, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know how offensively, like, I haven't seen much offensively. I just feel like defensively and grabbing rebounds and blocking shots and alley-oops and –
yeah, he's good. Yeah. I'd be excited about his future. In Mavs lineups, I saw this from Callie Kaplan, a Morning News Mavericks reporter. In Mavs lineups that have played at least 30 minutes together this year, Dwight Powell is part of the four of the top five in offensive rating and four of the top six in defensive rating. So tonight, we start to get a look at what life without Dwight Powell and some of those things that didn't show up in the box score. How important is his absence?
Got to find another guy to set a pick and then run to the basket and dunk that thing.
Yeah, yeah. Easier said than done sometimes. Yeah. They are 15 days away from the trade deadline. If they were a real contender, you would guarantee they'd make at least one move. They don't have much ammunition, though. And they're at a spot where remaining patient, there would be a lot of wisdom in there.
Yeah.
She also has a story up, though, on the most likely players to replace Dwight Powell. Kevin Love? No.
No way. We're not doing that contract.
Can he get off the ground anymore?
Not at all. No, he's a pick and pop guy. And yeah, I mean, he wouldn't make any sense. If you want to see a bad defensive team, put Kevin Love with Luka out there at the same time.
Andre Drummond, Julius Randle, Robert Covington. There are lots of options for the Mavs. They just need to get a team interested in dumping a player because the only asset you really have is the Golden State Warriors second round pick.
I think the article that I read today in The Ringer just kind of gave Maverick, at least me as a Maverick fan, an idea of what we're dealing with what people think of our role players. We've offered, according to The Ringer, Minnesota different offers for Robert Covington, and they've turned down all of them going, look, there's not really anything on your team that we're desperate to have. You guys have a bunch of role players, and we're not interested in role players, and you guys don't have anybody that is. Now, look, Dennis Smith Jr. hasn't turned out to be anything, but we don't have a Dennis Smith Jr. on our team right now where we could kind of promote. Like, he was just the ninth pick a year ago. Like, remember, he could be this and that. And remember, in high school, his sophomore and junior year, he was the number two kid in the country for his age group. Like, we don't have that type of guy to try to influence a team to give us their good role player.
No, and that's unfortunate. You know, good news is you just got to wait a year. You know, the pick will be available around the time of the draft, and so much cap space is coming available that this is fine. Just enjoy the climb.
And the other thing, too, is maybe I don't think this is going to work, but I think they're going to try it, is kind of play small ball. Luka, you're our power forward.
Hey.
I think that's what they're going to have to go to some of the time and just be like, hey, it's going to be Luka out there with Tim Hardaway Jr., Seth Curry, and maybe like a Jalen Brunson. And then you have Kleba out there, like when Porzingis needs a rest, and you're like, I get it. We're going four guards and Kleba, but at this point, we might have to go four guards and Kleba or four guards and Porzingis for most of the game.
All right, it is the G-Bag Nation here on your home of the Cowboys. Joe Judge, new Giants coach, talking about his hiring of Jason Garrett today.
He better watch his back.
Yeah.
Bringing a lot of Garrett coaches in there.
This isn't about getting somebody in here who's got a magic solution or some sexy offensive name in the paper in terms of, you know, what they may be running. This is about finding someone who's consistently performed, who's gotten the most out of his players, different players over the course of time and different circumstances, and that we can lay that base for our players to build on for years to come. I think it just changes so much your perspective if you go multiple years in a row not even being .500. If you're watching, you know, a head coach in a division, for you, him winning the division 3 out of 6 years is a sign that he's got a lot of answers. You know, him being an 8-8 coach sounds good to you. For us, I think it's you only won the division 3 out of 6 years with that roster. This front office sets you up to be awesome, and you couldn't take more advantage of it. You never got out of the divisional round. 6 maddening years of watching this championship window be open. You had Tony and Dez and DeMarco, and then you had Dak, Zeke, and Amari, 2 different sets of Pro Bowl triplets. And you're an offensive genius, and you won the division 3 times? These Giants are down. These Redskins are down. The Eagles are hit or miss every other year. 3 divisions in 6 years. And the Giants, their head coach, Joe Judge here, you know, he thinks that's awesome. And he even acknowledges this isn't a sexy offensive name, all right? So yeah, I mean, like that. He's looking at it like a positive.
Yeah.
You know, like, oh, man.
We're here to grind it out, boys.
This guy hasn't been putting up 40 points a game in college or 30 in the NFL, okay? This is even better.
Well, I think that's the thing about Garrett's years here. There are ways you can look at it where it looks pretty good. I'm pulling up his Pro Football Reference page. In 5 of the last 10 years, Jason Garrett's offense has been in the top 7 in the league at both points and yards. 5 out of the last 10.
Looking good.
That's at the top of the league. There's ways that you can view Jason Garrett and say, hey, maybe he is a pretty good coach, and maybe that situation wasn't going to work.
Perspective changes depending on where you sit.
Yes, and I don't buy it, but I could totally understand a team looking at his history and going, hey, he's got something.
I mean, there is some good things in the last 10 years. You know what else happened in the last 10 years? 2 division rivals won the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
You know, took it right from you in a couple of occasions. On the other hand, your peers in the division aren't those two teams. It's the Redskins. They made it as far as you did this decade.
I will be shocked if Jason Garrett ends up being a good coach. I think he's great at convincing billionaires that he's a genius.
Yeah, he's done it again, obviously, because Colombo's got the gig up there as offensive line coach. They're talking with Linehan. They have the defensive back coach.
His resume.
Henderson.
And probably his interviewing skills are unbelievable.
Yeah.
The problem is when the football game happens is the major problem with him. But
he spent a decade failing on Sundays and then going in and talking with Jerry and Steven and convincing them that he still had the answers.
Yeah.
Even at times like after that Atlanta game in 2017, he went in there on that Amazon Prime show and was like, listen, guys, I totally bleeped up. That one's on me. And he kept on doing that, and when he'd do it again...
And you know I never take blame, guys.
Yeah, he'd do it again and go back in there, and they'd buy it all again and again and again.
He's a great, to me, he's an unbelievable politician.
Yeah.
Man, if the Giants have a better record than the Cowboys next year.
Okay, that would be interesting, wouldn't it? And I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility. Yeah, we've seen how this offense can just go dormant for half the season. It's happened each of the last 2 years. And the defense could go from average to horrible.
Yeah,
I mean,
could.
They are in that spot now where you could argue, listen, your window's done. You're up against the cap. You can only afford to bring back some of your guys. The rest are going to go. You can't add anybody here for a couple of years. You got to get back to drafting your butts off. And I think if they'd won the Super Bowl over the last 5 years, that's where the team would legitimately be right now. But the fact you haven't won it for 25 years, you have to say, guys, get the KD bar. We're holding this championship window open for another year. And If it
Katie
was
Katie Bar?
Yeah, that's a Katie Bar the door. That's a Babe Laufenberg line.
Okay.
I'm not exactly sure what a Katie Bar is. Yeah. Let's do it on the air here live. You know,
that's okay. You can keep going. I just you said that. I'm like, gosh, I've never heard of
I think Katie they drink beer at the Katie Trail.
It's an exclamation that means watch out, trouble is on the way. So you Katie Bar the door because trouble is on the way.
Okay, so I misunderstood because I thought you were saying like we're trying to keep the door open, like it's so there's some sort of a mechanism called a Katie Bar to keep your window open to win something.
And I totally screwed it up because the Katie Bar would be
157 feet bigger than Uncle Jim's got. I think he's 105, and I thought that was a very very big boat. 357
that was perfect.
Sounds really large.
He still got the same one we saw him at 5-6 years ago?
Yeah, sure does. Yeah.
That was
And do you think about that. Jerry's is more than 3 times that big.
It's insane.
Jerry got on that boat that went to Miami, or he just flies to Miami and then just spends time on the boat while it's docked?
I don't think he's ever traveled in that boat.
I bet
he probably never will, right?
He has a crew that drives the boat there, and then he flies, and then he goes and gets on the boat, and then when he leaves there, he flies, and the crew has to drive the boat back to wherever.
It's the perfect way to have a house, wherever you go.
Okay. I guess he's such a busy guy, because he's general manager, president, all the things.
Plus, he's going to host a party there.
Yeah, but I don't know. I don't know. Does those things lose money?
Yes. Those are not. Imagine. Yes, those are money losers.
I don't know. I'm just thinking of it, not that he cares. He's a 5 to 10 billionaire guy.
What a lot of people will do, and it's probably still a money loser because those boats cost a whole lot, is you charter the boat like Jerry, I don't know where his boat stays full time, but like my uncle's stays in Miami and
you can go rent it.
And when he's not there, it's on a website somewhere where you can charter it, where you pay however much for the day and
sick.
The crew takes you around and it's your boat.
Well, salute to Jerry for being awesome enough to have the super yacht 300. It's got two helipads. You know, I'm just, why? I'm wondering, is that so people can visit you while your helicopter is already there in the middle of the ocean? Or is the thing so big that you don't want to be inconvenienced flying into the wrong side of the boat?
That
so
you're first like, one.
We're going to need, oh, okay.
So you can get...
While you're out there to sea, somebody want to meet you out there, fly them on out to the boat, man.
Or if somebody's flying in from wherever, a couple hours away, and it's like, yeah, we're docked at the marina, just drop it down on the helipad.
That's so cool.
what a weird world
Big
to live
bucks,
in.
No whammies.
what are there, 40 people in the world?
I
guess there's like 200 billionaires now.
Okay.
And they have as much money as half of the other people in the world.
I couldn't imagine being motivated to do anything. Right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because every morning you could just wake up and be like, where in the world do I want to go?
What are you thinking?
That's what happened to me in high school. I said, look, here's how you figure out what you want to do in life. What would you do if you had all the money in the world? I said, damn, not a damn thing.
Nothing.
Yeah,
that's the crisis I'm at,
man.
That's my crisis I'm at in life right now, is what's the meaning of life? Like, oh, you get a job and you make some money and then you...
That's it. What do you do?
Go to work.
Just do it every day. Yeah. Just take a shower in between time and some sleep.
Wake up, get ready for work, go to work, go home and get ready for the next day's show, go to bed and do it again.
The only people that get that level of freedom are the people that would never want to do anything but bust their ass.
Yeah.
And their kids. And their spoiled kids. Scott Kasmer tweeting, in Romo's case... Eli may have one playoff win instead of eight from 2007 to 2011 if Patrick Creighton and Miles Austin ran a better route and caught another ball one time each.
Shout out to Scott Kasmer.
When the margin is that tiny, what exactly are we doing here? Exactly, Scott. Thanks for contextualizing it. You can't be a Hall of Famer just because you won two Super Bowls as a quarterback. It's a ridiculous idea. But you have to be able to be good. You have to turn on the film and have talent evaluators say, yes, look at this throw consistently, game in and day out, if you're going to make the Hall of Fame.
I hear you. But he didn't get lucky all four games to get to the Super Bowl. Both those.
He also had an amazing defense.
But I know. You're right. I can't argue that. But and I get, like, we take that 07 game, and that is right. Like, Patrick Creighton didn't have a good game, and overall the Cowboys didn't have a good game, and we can't put that all on Romo. But then Romo would have had to win a conference championship game that we have no clue how he would have played in because we never saw him play in a conference championship game, and then he would have had to play well in a Super Bowl, which at that point he would have had to beat the undefeated New England Patriots, which we saw was doable because the New York Giants did it. So, I was thinking about this because Eli, it is going to be tough. Like if I was a voter, I think I'd lean right now. Yes. I don't know how I'd feel 4 or 5 years from now, but I would say, gosh, you know, he wasn't that great of a quarterback. I'm going to agree with everybody that says he wasn't that great of a quarterback, but he was able to put together in 2007 and 2011. And maybe I shouldn't put this much into it, but he was able to put together 4-game winning streaks against the best teams in the NFL to win the Super Bowl. And that's the toughest thing to do in this sport, is to put together a winning streak in the playoffs.
See, I think it's harder to be good. I think it's harder to be good at the sport.
And that, I think that's what a fun debate.
Joe Flacco did it once. Trent Dilfer did it once. Yeah. I do think organizations win championships, and the quarterback is the most important player in the organization.
Yeah.
But in a passing era, he routinely put up below average passer ratings.
I think you guys probably... honestly beat me in this argument.
Well, you're going to win the debate, though, because he's going to the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, he is.
I do believe that's going to happen.
Okay, Dez Bryant tweeting earlier today in the lab at D-Rob Always Open. He's going back every day. See, this is the sign that makes me believe that by the time we get to training camp or the middle of the summer, he's going to be in shape enough to make an impression on a team. I do believe we have some audio off the account of Bobby Belt. Here he is sitting down, catching one-handed passes. Just a little bit of a hint here of throwing up the X.
That's for the money.
Boom. One-handers, one after another.
I hope I'm wrong.
little taste of Dez Bryant in the lab earlier today. Tom Pelissero, one guy scouts keep talking about at the Senior Bowl, Georgia Southern kicker Tyler Bass or Bass?
I don't know. Spell that B-A-S-S.
Yes.
Let me check his stats. Let's see how he kicked it.
Today he hit the upright from 58 yards, and you could see
that's not the goal.
You could see the ball explode off of his foot.
Okay.
So he made quite an impression on Cowboys Twitter.
Okay.
I'd never heard of a ball jumping off your foot, but apparently the Cowboys folks, they were there and they watched. They were like, boy, this guy can boot it.
Looks like not a bad kicker there in the Sun Belt Conference.
How'd he do?
80% of his kicks. Yeah. His junior year, he made 90% of his kicks. They don't list his longs here, so I don't know. But if he can hit the upright from 58, he can almost make a 58-yarder.
Oh hell, what's it matter? You know, there's a bunch of kicks out there. I don't want to spend too much time on it. You know, they'll probably make around 80% of their kicks.
Listen, I want the one who makes it every time from 42, and if it's 48, he's like, that's pretty long for me.
You know
and
what, so Jerry? Yeah. We'll keep you the know offense. What was funny is Jerry got away with this year on all his interviews that he does on 105.3 The Fan. We assume the kicker's going to miss it half the time anyway. Like he said
half the
that.
Time.
Like he said, I can remember him saying, and I'm like, man. And we just kind of like, you know, because we don't want to like stick on that for days because it's like that. It's like
cocky.
Our guy who runs everything, and I know he gets help from a lot of people, but he was pretty much like, look, stop questioning the kicker. We just assume he's going to pretty much miss half of them anyway.
When Jerry starts saying things like that, or, well, you know, why would I want to draft first rounders because they're just going to be backups? That's when you know you need to jerk the wheel. You know, that was quite an adventure. What else did he say? Oh, we shouldn't be kicking field goals anyway. We should be going in and scoring.
I support that.
That was all in that conversation.
I support that.
Well, that's a fun idea, but in practical terms, you better be prepared to have a kicker.
I mean, if it's 4th and 11, sure, we'll kick a 41-yarder.
Okay, what do you want to talk about next?
What is butt cleavage, and why is it a Super Bowl prop bet?
Okay, coming up at 6 o'clock, we'll take a look at what is on 1053thefan.com, and here is Jeff Cavanaugh with a segment.
Got an email from a guy named John. He sent me the prop bets for the Super Bowl. It's the first useful email I've gotten in like 3 weeks. Somehow my email address got out to the people who send emails that are like, would you like to book this guest? Because I get about 3 a day.
Yeah.
I went through some of them. I copy and pasted some of them to do a segment at some point, but I've lost it. I don't remember what they were. But it's hysterical what they think we want to put on the station.
It is
hilarious.
Yeah. Authors of random
It's also
books.
Awesome There's a dentist. That our Tolos have your number, and yet they don't call you up anymore.
I'll punch you right in the face.
Just to show your love and support for Jeff.
So I think those bookers must just, they know like the corporate email formula, and they're just sitting there like guessing how you spell your name. Is it Geoff? Is it Jeffrey?
Okay. Well, this guy named John, he sent me a good one because it's the prop bets for the Super Bowl. And the one that immediately drew my attention and I had to Google up what does this bet mean and what's the definition was, will J-Lo show butt cleavage? Yes, pays 2 to 1. No, 1 to 3.
Must be pretty common then. Look, that kind of odds.
Well, and so I had to look
up. How old is J-Lo?
50-something. She's well put together, though. Probably HGH.
I wonder how much she has to work out to keep looking like that at her age.
A lot. Her and A-Rod get down in the gym.
Sure. Every girl this A-Rod has been with all of a sudden just got like crazy muscular and vascular.
Ooh.
Look at Madonna when A-Rod was with Madonna. Every girl he's been with. Pay attention.
What do you think it is?
I hate him, misses nothing.
What do you think it is?
I don't know.
Because I speculated HGH recklessly. Very reckless. And I'd like to take it back in case that's slander. So I had to look up, what does this mean on this bet? What is butt cleavage exactly? I have a general idea.
Yeah, it's top of your butt where the crack starts. Right there.
It says
I thought it was the opposite. I thought it was the lower part.
Good guess, Mike.
It says, J-Lo must perform for action. Book manager's decision is final. Must show clear separation of the butt cheeks. Skin may be visible. So... What? I don't know. I still don't know.
Like a whale tail?
I don't.
Like you can see the underwear a little bit when they bend over.
I don't
No? You said clear separation. That means we have to see crack.
Must show clear separation of the cheeks.
Yes, crack. That's the top of the crack.
Okay, so we're going top, and you can see each cheek in part.
They won't put it on TV if it's the bottom of the crack.
It's like you just get a little sliver of a boob cleavage.
What if the cheeks are to push together, but you get... How do you not get credit for that?
I don't. I think something's getting lost here in the direct definition of these words.
Okay.
You can have them pushed together and it's still cleavage.
Okay. Okay. It says must be clear, must show clear separation.
Yeah, that
of
line.
The cheeks.
The line's got to be there.
Okay.
You can't see the top side of the humps, the lovely lady lumps without the crack.
So what if she's wearing some of the shorts that are kind of short and squeeze stuff and you can see a part of each bottom cheek?
But not a. That's crack. Not. What is the word for that?
Is that not butt cleavage?
I don't think that's butt cleavage.
That's just hanging out.
What do you call that, Lucius?
Just
do you know?
Hanging out, man. Just is hanging
that,
out, bro.
Is that the whale tail?
That's booty cheeks to me, man. I don't know what they call it. It's just booty cheeks to me. It's a nudge if your homeboy's with you. Hey, look. That's all that is.
Will there be a nudgeable butt moment in the Super Bowl halftime?
It might be the greatest fashion development in the history of my life. You know?
Butt cheeks being out is when normal?
Yeah, the bottom of the butt cheek.
Mm-hmm.
I remember
mm-hmm.
in the 90s when all of a sudden bra straps became something you didn't have to cover up. Mm. They're like, oh, yeah, you know, just got everything hanging out here. Mm. And then the whale tail came. It's like, you got to be kidding me.
Okay, what's the whale tail?
When you have like a G-string on, the girls do, and they bend over and you can see like the top of the G-string and it goes down into the...
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
That booty.
That's cool.
It was,
I like that.
It was really prevalent before they made the jeans that fit the underwear properly. You know, because there was a crossover where that underwear became really popular. They didn't have the right to cut jeans to cover it up.
Okay.
It's real big at pool halls.
All right. Is there any other cool words I need to know about when... You can see stuff. Any other sweet words? 877-881-1053. Hit up the Autoflex Leasing
Fan. I think there's one called the camel toe.
Okay.
That's number two.
Wow.
How many nights will he be available? Right. Just
one night only. Yep.
Is that called the underbutt or the underbooty? The bottom side?
Underbutt.
I don't know.
Other prop bets. This one's offensive as hell. Will any player be arrested in Miami after the game?
Oh, well, you know.
Oh, what about before the game, like the Atlanta
Eugene Robinson?
Falcon? Yeah.
He had an episode, man. I'm offended by that wager.
I'm needing some booty.
Oh, well. Will Floyd Mayweather wager over or under $1 million on the game?
That's an under.
That's an easy opportunity for Floyd to make $500 outside of his normal wager, right? Because I think he'll know how much he's going to wager. Who will show cleavage during the halftime performance? J-Lo only, 2-1.
Who else is in it?
Shakira only, 5-2. Both, 2-3. And neither pays you 6-1.
It's both.
So just a 2-3. That's not a bad little payout.
Nah.
Yeah, we're going to see some.
I'll go neither. I think they're going to class it up.
You're stupid.
In Miami?
Yeah, you're right. My bad. I am stupid. What was I thinking?
Oh, yeah. Let me scroll because it's in Miami. Will Pitbull appear on stage?
Dale.
Yeah. Yes, base 2-3.
He is.
No is 1-1.
He was there for the All-Star game for baseball. So he was like the main guy.
Is he going to do Rico Suave?
I don't understand the
Miami sound machine.
I think that was another guy, bro.
My bad.
Will Shakira and J-Lo kiss?
No. What do you think it is, Britney and Madonna?
Only in our dreams.
Wasn't that on the MTV Music Awards or something? So. I don't think that was during the Super Bowl.
Pays out 8-1. 1-20 on the no
This
bet.
Is the only time my wife pays attention to the game at all. She could care less about the Super Bowl. She wants to watch some of the commercials, and then when the halftime show happens, she's like, oh, I'll watch the concert.
That's perfect.
That's it.
Plenty of time for cooking, you know?
Yeah. Except I have to do all the cooking.
How come on the cleavage bet? There's bets on J-Lo and Shakira, but the butt cleavage is only Will J-Lo. Is she popular for this?
Yes.
Does she like to go cheeks out?
Yeah. Have you seen that new movie with J-Lo in it and all those other girls about strippers and whatnot?
No, I saw the preview. It looked good.
It's fire.
Is it good?
Don't sleep on it. Yeah, okay. It's fire.
Mm. Has anybody seen the new Bad Boys yet?
Yes, that's good, too.
Is it good?
Yeah. One of my buddies saw it. He said it was really good.
All right,
good,
I need to go see that at some point. Who will they mention first on the TV broadcast? Joe Montana, 2-1. Jerry Rice, 3-2. Steve Young, 4-1.
I'm going to go Montana. That's the favorite because he played for both teams.
Oh,
and he went viral this week for tweeting out something with the jerseys and whatnot.
Like, I guarantee you, like, my team's going to win or something.
I think you nailed it.
Who will the MVP mention first after getting the award? Teammates, even money. God slash religion, 5-2. If it's not God, but it's religion, I guess it would probably be Jesus.
It's still going to be
same
God.
Thing.
Yeah, it's all God.
It's all good.
I'm just trying to figure out what word it could be.
We have to find out.
If it could be like, man, I'm a big Buddhist.
We have to look at the quarterbacks and see if they do that.
Okay, so we got Patty.
Right, I'm just saying in interviews, has Pat Mahomes or Jimmy Garoppolo ever said anything like
God-like? I don't think they're God squatters.
So I think we might want to take that. Like if it was Tim Tebow, right, it would be like a zillion to one.
Thank
right?
you, Jesus.
You'll get a Jesus. Yeah, but you'll definitely get a Jesus, not a God.
I want to hit that bet when they shout out like Vishnu or Shiva. That'd be kick-ass.
Is that other names for God?
Wrong sport. I think you might be needing cricket for that.
These are Hindu gods. Yeah. I want to see somebody hit me with something I'm not used to. Let me see here. Will Pitbull appear on stage?
Yes.
Will Shakira, and J-Lo both sing in Spanish?
Yes.
Faux show.
1-4.
I got Shakira on that one.
They both will, though, right? Doesn't J-Lo have things in Spanish?
Yeah,
in
she
songs?
Sure does.
Yeah, so they're both going to, for the Miami.
Will Ricky Martin make an appearance on stage?
No.
Yes pays 3-2. No is 1-2.
Is that close?
I thought we were supposed to know about all the people that are going to be on stage.
Is he still relevant?
Well, I don't think they're going to advertise Ricky Martin. He would just run out there and be like, "Hi, Miami, live in La Vida Loca, wee," and then take off. Will President Trump congratulate the winning team on Twitter?
Absolutely.
No is 3-1. Yes is 1-4. So you got to lay some money there.
San Francisco wins, maybe.
Will President
I don't know
Trump
if he'll congratulate San Francisco because it's California?
Oh yeah, so no.
I think if Kansas City wins, we have Kansas / Missouri kind of sharing that team. So I would say
is that a blue state or a red state?
I think we're kind of isn't that kind of in betweenish? Like those can float.
This is
I don't know.
This
swing state, you mean?
Yeah.
This is going to be multiple segments. There's way too many, but I will end with one that the answer is absolutely not. Will Colin Kaepernick be mentioned during the Super Bowl?
Absolutely not.
Hell no.
Nope.
They're not going to do that.
The game's being broadcast on Fox.
There's
also
a mum on his word, by the way.
There's a what?
A mum on his name. You can't say his name.
Oh.
Like people have broken records that Colin Kaepernick had set, and they just don't even mention it.
Oh, I remember that one, because he did something in the playoffs, and Lamar did it in the regular season. Like, it's never been done before. And somebody's like, well, Kaepernick did it in the
never
NFC title game.
Yeah.
And they're like,
and
ah.
I know if you're a statistician, you've seen that.
Well, Lucius.
They seen that. They just skipped up. Well, we can't say that.
He wasn't good enough at football to remember or have it happen.
Yeah.
That's
Chobby told me he was better than Ben Roethlisberger.
You know what? I think he'll be mentioned because I bet they're going to say the last time. I think they're going to say something like the last time San Francisco was in the Super Bowl.
You pay 3-1 then. You get paid 3-1.
Get your money, Mike.
I think Lucius is right.
They'll be told you will not mention that.
But I'm just thinking they're going to say the last time San Francisco was in the Super Bowl. They lost, and maybe they'll say Colin Kaepernick was the quarterback. And the last time Kansas City was in the Super Bowl, it was Super Bowl 4.
They're going to say it real fast.
say that SOB Colin Kaepernick.
The league is doing a great job of adopting the things that he wanted while ignoring him completely. Like they're doing a tribute to Botham Jean,
bro,
I believe.
They, come on, man. It's so sad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So sad. Right down your face. It's a slap.
What is on 1053thefan.com? We'll tell you about that coming up next here in the G-Bag Nation.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.